In this country, lawmakers are considering how to crack down on what's become a new teenage drug of choice that's readily available at every neighborhood drugstore. Increasingly, kids are getting high on over-the-counter cough medicines and landing in the emergency room. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, officials are now looking at ways to keep those products out of the hands of minors.
They call it robo-tripping, or tripping on trip C. Robitussin and Coracetin Cough and Cold are some of the cough medicines that contain the dextromethorphan, or DXM, that kids are using to get high.
We've all taken a bottle of DXM.
Does it feel like there's G-forces that are unexplainable?
Kids like these have been getting high on cough medicine for decades, but abuse has been fueled lately by the internet that offers kids plenty of what they call trip tips and real live demonstrations like these home videos posted on YouTube.
I'm so gone right now. So am I. I'm right in the heart with you.
DXM abuse has also been fueled by the advent of high-dose DXM caplets that make it easier to swallow. Taken at 30 or 50 times the recommended dosage, DXM, also known as poor man's PCP, can cause vivid hallucinations.
Oh my God, did you see it? Uh-huh. What the hell is that? Oh my God.
While videos like these tend to glorify DXM trips, more and more kids are getting into serious trouble with overdoses, especially at what they call Skittle parties, where kids mix the little candies together with a bunch of Coracetin caplets and have no idea how much DXM they've actually taken.
I think I might die. I think I might die.
You're
dude.
Fine.
You need to call 911.
You're fine, dude.
Please, dude. Oh my God.
A report by the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says 1 in 10 kids have used DXM to get high, and the number is climbing, especially among kids 12 to 17.
Every weekend, you know, at house parties, we've seen this done during school hours. We've seen this done while they've been driving home from school. This is American suburbia, and this is rampant here.
Steve Cole is a paramedic in Boise, Idaho, a community that became acutely aware of the DXM problem when 6 middle school kids all ended up in the ER in one weekend.
You can be sitting there, they can be talking to you and just kind of goofy and drunk appearing, and then a minute later they can be seizing and not breathing. You know, they have no idea what they're getting into when they do this drug.
There's a frightening new kind of drug abuse creeping into our neighborhoods.
A new public education campaign has just been launched by the Partnership for a Drug-Free America and the Consumer Healthcare Products Association that represents manufacturers of the cough medicines. Linda Sudam is the association's president.
We believe the solution to this is education. Parents need to be aware of what's going on. They need to monitor their medicine cabinet just like they monitor their liquor cabinet.
But many say education is not enough. Rhode Island is one of the half dozen or so states looking to ban sales of DXM products to minors.
People are taking these things like candy. And, you know, we want to do something to control the availability of a product that kids are abusing.
Rhode Island State Senator Leo Blaze, who also happens to be a pharmacist, says he wants to go even further and require the most potent DXM products, like the Coracetin caps, to be kept behind the counter. He's already done it in his store, despite objections from the drug's manufacturer.
They don't want to be singled out, but, you know, they have the products that have the most dextromethorphan, and probably by far the most abused dosage form.
The makers of Coracetin, Shearing Plow, say they support bills banning sales to minors, but they do oppose efforts that would move all DXM behind the counter. Stores who sell their products agree.
That is way over the line. That's just not necessary.
Marianne Wagner is with the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. She says the federal government was right last year to require stores to keep pseudoephedrine products behind the counter because those drugs were being used to make methamphetamine, a very addictive and illegal drug. But she says dextromethorphan is a different story.
Many products in a drugstore could be abused. Hairspray, glue, a number of different things. So it's not really fair to, you know, penalize the product.
Wagner says many of her members have voluntarily banned sales to minors, but many lawmakers are skeptical. Lynn Nowick, a county legislator from Long Island, New York, has sponsored a bill that would impose stiff fines on stores that sell to kids under 18.
I hate to say it, but a voluntary ban does not work.
It's a business for them.
Suffolk County is likely to pass its mandatory ban in the next few weeks, but Nowick notes parents still need to get a clue, because the ban won't stop kids from shoplifting the medicines or simply taking them from home. Tovia Smith, NPR News.